WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. The Justice Department says President Donald Trump directed illegal payments to buy the silence of women whose claims of extramarital affairs threatened his presidential campaign. The allegation made in court papers yesterday is the first time the government's connected the president to what it says are criminal campaign finance violations. Federal prosecutors say former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen arranged the payments in coordination with and at the discretion of the president. The filing stopped short of accusing Mr. Trump of committing a crime. Cohen pleaded guilty in August. The president has denied having an affair. Lots of people reacting to a jury's decision to convict a man of murder who drove into a crowd of counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville last year. James Fields Jr.'s actions killed Heather Heyer and injured dozens of others. Community activist Tanisha Hudson was there that day.
I thank every last one of those jurors for doing what they needed to do. They made the choice to express to the world, like, we don't stand for this type of hate.
It took the jury more than 7 hours to reach the verdict. Fields Jr. faces a possible life sentence. Former FBI Director James Comey spends more than 6 hours behind closed doors answering questions from two White House committees.
Former FBI Director James Comey says most of the questions he was asked pertain to Hillary Clinton's emails and that questions about the Russia investigation were, quote, a very teeny part of what was talked about. Republicans allege bias by Comey and other Justice Department officials in their handling of the two matters, and they were unhappy that an FBI lawyer cut off many questions regarding the Russia investigation.
Correspondent Jerry Bodlander. Paris police are taking new security measures to prevent a repeat of last week's rioting over high gas prices. Police are seizing protective equipment from journalists and barring some yellow vest protesters from boarding trains to Paris. In sports, the Wizards take on the Cavaliers at 7:30 tonight. The Capitals take on the Blue Jackets at 7. Army is a big favorite heading into today's annual college football classic, the Army-Navy game.
The Black Knights committed their game against the Midshipmen, ranked number 22 in the country at 9-2 on the season. Navy is just 3-9. This year, President Trump will be in attendance for the first time as president, and West Point announced he'll officiate the coin toss at midfield before the game. Trump did attend the 2016 game as president-elect. He's the 10th sitting president to attend this game, a tradition going back to Theodore Roosevelt in 1901. As is custom, President Trump will sit on the Army side of the stadium for one half and the Navy side for the other half. Army is looking for their third straight win in the series after having lost the previous 14. I'm John Stolness.
And tomorrow, the Redskins take on another NFC East rival, the Giants. Washington beat New York in October, but have won three of their last four games. The Giants have won three of their last four games. Kickoff is tomorrow at 1. You can hear all the action right here on WMAL, starting with pregame coverage at noon. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. And at 6:30, Chris McKay returns. Listen for Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 7. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, Senior Solutions. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. The Do-It-Yourself Investor Show at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Later, hear Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. The Do-It-Yourself Investor at 9. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on WMAL.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/date. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/date. That's forhims.com/date for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/date.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Hadid Carpet Cleaning is proud of their new location in Rockville. For details, go to joehadid.com.
It's 705 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We still have the accident activity affecting westbound 66 just east of Nutley Street. It's still blocking the right lane, causing delays in the area. Otherwise, no other incidents or problems to report other than the accident investigation activity closing down Southern Avenue between Suitland Terrace and Pennsylvania Avenue. And we also have a water main break affecting 355 in Gaithersburg in both directions at Summit Avenue. Traffic does get by in the right lane, but do allow extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy, a high around 40. Tonight, cloudy overnight, a low around 29. Right now, 29 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/WMAL and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/WMAL.
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, December 8th and 9th. Guns, knives, ammo, and more. That's the SGK Gun Show at the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, December 8th and 9th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services.
Saturdays at 2 on WMAL.
Home is truly a special thing, which is why I love to hear the stories from actual families that my friends, the real estate superstars Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams, have helped. Recently, I spoke to their satisfied client, Pat DeSarno. Debbie and Sarah recently sold your home, and you found out that Debbie truly does have the buyers. When in the process did they sell your home?
We were looking for the best, most professional people we could find to help us sell our home, and that was the Reynolds team. Before our home ever hit the market, it was sold.
Wow, did you end up getting the price you wanted?
We did get the price we wanted. In fact, we got $10,000. More than our asking price.
So the home was sold before it hit the market for $10,000 above the asking price. What would you say to those that need to sell their home?
Call the Reynolds team, no question. They have a very proven marketing plan that works with their vast buyers out there. I would recommend them to my friends and family wholeheartedly.
If you want results like Pat DeSarno and hundreds of others, give Debbie and Sarah a call at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to be joined by John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax. John, personnel changes at the White House. First, the ones we know are definite. The nomination of the former Attorney General, William Barr. Tell us what we need to know about that nomination moving forward.
After nearly 2 years of observing the Trump administration, I can tell you without hesitation that this is an administration in which you can toss out early speculation only up until the last 48 hours before there's a major personnel change will we know the identity of the likely appointee. So it is with the position of Attorney General. Look, you know that when Jeff Sessions was forced out after the election, the Washington cocktail circuit buzzed with talk of former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, both favorites of the president, early supporters, both colorful figures with a background as litigators and prosecutors. In the end, it was not to be, because the president certainly realized that as much as he may be entertained with the idea, he was not going to get Christie or Bondi through the Senate without a fight. Instead, he went the safe route. William P. Barr, 68 years old, Attorney General under George H.W. Bush, former deputy attorney general, former official of the Central Intelligence Agency. He was one of the youngest attorney generals when named at the age of 40, and now he becomes one of the oldest to get the job at age 68. Barr had pretty much hung up his spurs. He was out of government. He served as a top executive of the Verizon company and then retired. Now he's come back. In this sense, it's like the Nixon administration during Watergate, when the president picked U.S. Senator Bill Saxby of Ohio to be attorney general. It was not that he was an outstanding figure. It's that the Senate was going to confirm one of their own without a fight. Harry Truman, who had problems with his own attorney general, not unlike those Donald Trump has had with Jeff Sessions, turned to a safe bet, former federal judge and Congressman James P. McGranary, to be his last attorney general. He could get McGranary through the Senate without a fight. This the president chooses, and did so at the very last moment. I think we'll see a pattern in other appointments in which he staves off controversy in the penultimate moments.
Another nominee for a vacancy has been announced at week's end. It is Heather Nauert to fill the position of U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. A lot of people are familiar with Heather Nauert, first from Fox News and, of course, as the State Department spokesman. How uphill a fight does she have for confirmation in this political environment?
Well, even before her appointment was announced and only speculated on, Rick, the knives were being sharpened. As one wag on Capitol Hill said it, she's going to get the Biden quiz. Now, that is something that goes back nearly four decades when the then Senator Joe Biden, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, dealt with the nomination of the late William P. Clark, Ronald Reagan's Secretary of State. He was primarily a lawyer and a judge with no familiarity in foreign policy. And Biden peppered him with questions such as to name the leaders of African countries that many Americans couldn't locate on a globe, or to say who the leader of the British Labor Party was. Judge Clark failed, but he was confirmed, and he turned out to be a very good deputy to two secretaries of state and went on to be national security advisor. Heather Nauert is someone whose background is exclusively in journalism and communicating. She's a Fox News reporter, an award-winning reporter, who gradually grew in the job as the State Department's spokeswoman. I've watched her in action many times and thrown questions at her, and I also watched her admit when she didn't know things, said she would get back to reporters and would. She has a great relationship with foreign correspondents who are too often ignored in official Washington. Mr. Kurd, as the president dubbed him, the Kurdish television correspondent, is one of her biggest fans, as is the correspondent for Hurriyet, the venerable Turkish publication, Ms. Cengiz Kemalbal. They would give testimony that she's a fast learner and a rapid responder to reporters. Does that qualify her to be the top person at Turtle Bay? Well, the old charge about qualifications and resumes is going to resurface. It should be pointed out, John Scali of ABC, a respected TV reporter, was Richard Nixon's U.N. ambassador and held on in the job by Gerald Ford. In addition, J. Russell Wiggins, managing editor of the Washington Post, was Lyndon Johnson's last ambassador to the U.N. And when they talk about a lack of foreign policy experience, well, that charge was leveled at Daniel Patrick Moynihan, Harvard professor. He eventually got the job, but served a stint as ambassador to India. When he finally took his name out the first time, he was replaced by someone with less foreign policy experience, but whom the Congress accepted, George H.W. Bush. Given that history, I say Nauert has some rough goings in her hearings, but she'll be confirmed in short order.
Reports on Friday that the Chief of Staff, John Kelly, would be announcing his resignation within the next week. How much credibility do you put in those reports, John?
Well, I'll tell you something. I'd like to make up some of the meals and some of the plans I've made that I had to drop amid rumors General Kelly was leaving. This time it looks like the real deal. The general's finally had his fill of it, and his wife has had her fill of official Washington. She wants to settle in Florida. Speculation is down to two names oft mentioned in the media. Nick Ayers, chief of staff to Vice President Pence, and a top political consultant, and Mick Mulvaney, director of the Office of Management and Budget, and I might add, the favorite of the Trump White House staff. Ayers, like any person who makes a lot of money in political consulting, has controversy swirling around him, like why was he paid six-figure amounts for placing ads? He could give you a very reasonable answer to all of this, but it's the old saying of the FBI, it doesn't just have to be right, it has to look right. My guess is put the money on Mulvaney, the budget chief, going to be chief of staff.
Well, there is an election in North Carolina. Congressional seat still up in the air, and we'll talk to John about that next. First off, a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
There is still accident activity on westbound 66 just east of Nutley Street, blocking the right lane. So do use caution there and allow extra time. Due to a water main break, both directions of Route 7 still closed at Carlin Springs Road. So do expect slow traffic approaching the area and watch for detours in place. Otherwise, no other incidents or problems to report in the area. Do watch for road work, though, on the outer loop at Branch Avenue in the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It is crisp outside this morning, 24 degrees right now in Washington. We're headed up to 38 this afternoon. We'll have partly cloudy skies today. Clouds tomorrow, high to 37. Sunshine Monday with a high of 40. Sunny again on Tuesday, high 41, up to 43 in the sunshine on Wednesday. As I say, 24 outside in Washington, and we're heading up to 39 this afternoon. 717, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday morning update continues. John Gizzi is with us. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, we've had some situations in this year's elections where there's been a concession speech, and then they rescind the concession speech. It happened once again this week, and it sounds like it could be a very difficult situation in North Carolina.
Events in North Carolina's 9th District and its aftermath are moving with the speed of a trip hammer, and charges are flying like shrapnel. The final returns, I mean the last, with absentee ballots and veterans ballots, showed a victory by 705 votes for Republican Mark Harris, evangelical pastor and strong conservative. He was also one of two Republicans in the country to take out incumbents in their primary, the pastor defeating Congressman Robert Pittenger for the Charlotte area district. Well, this is a district that's been in Republican hands since 1952, but Democrat Dan McCready, a decorated veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, fought him to a standstill and narrowly lost. Now it turns out that in both his primary against Congressman Pittenger and the general election against Mr. McCready, Pastor Harris, through his supporters, was paying people to collect and sign absentee ballots for people who are not going to be around. This is an illegal practice. You can't just simply collect ballots from others, witness 10 to 15, and then submit them. It's called ballot harvesting. It's legal in California. It's illegal in North Carolina and most other states. In the last week, three political consultants have said that they engaged in this practice and were paid to do it by the campaign consultant for candidate Harris. Well, the State Board of Elections, by a unanimous vote, refused to certify Pastor Harris as the winner. Leadership in Congress has indicated they will not seat him since he will not present a certificate of election. And in all likelihood, the seat is going to be declared vacant and a new election will be held. So for those of us who thought the 2018 campaign was over, stay tuned for further developments. You'll hear the rest of the story.
Never ends, as they say. John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Thank you, John.
Thank you for having me. The news never takes a vacation, as the late Helen Thomas told me. Boy, I wish she was here to see all this.
7:21, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Quick break, then we're back with Gordon Chang. Get the very latest on the arrest of the top-level executive from that Chinese communications company.
Would you like to know how to save $528 a month? That's how much the average client saved with a smart refinance from Network Capital, the name you can trust for some of the most competitive mortgage rates on the market. Tune in this Saturday at 1 or Sunday at 10 a.m. to find out more. Get holiday cash, a last chance tax deduction, and pay no payments until next year. With Network Capital, you'll pay no lender fees and can close in as little as 12 business days. Learn more this Saturday at 1 or Sunday at 10 on the Mortgage Radio Show from Network Capital.
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, December 8th and 9th. Guns, knives, ammo, and more. That's the SGK Gun Show at the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, December 8th and 9th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home, or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, or make up the difference, or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
Has foot pain changed your lifestyle? Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton, and I love long-distance running, yet a few years ago the pain in my feet was debilitating. I tried new shoes and drugstore cushions with no results. Finally, I went to the Goodfeet store and found the answer, Personally Fit Arch Supports. They helped so much I ran my first marathon that year. Then, because I believed in the Goodfeet system so much, I bought the store. Come into the Goodfeet store today for your free personal fitting and test walk. The Goodfeet store is located in Rockville, Richmond, Newport News, and opening soon in Fairfax.
The seasons are changing, and there's definitely a chill in the air. So the last thing you want to do is park far away from your event. Thankfully, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're watching football, checking out your favorite museum, or going to a concert, don't get caught in the cold without Spot Hero. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. Get $10 off your first park by using promo code SAVE on the app. That's $10 off with promo code SAVE. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
This Christmas, the Salvation Army is fighting to ensure that every child in our community is warm, safe, and well-nourished. For $30, you could feed a family of four for a week. For $150, you could feed a meal to 150 children in need. The Salvation Army provides over 9 million nights of shelter to people in need in the U.S. Help the Salvation Army fight for those in need all over our community this holiday season by donating at salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
P3 Advanced has already taken Walmart by storm, but you can try a 30-day supply by calling toll-free. Call 1-800-458-1578.
Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try.
If you're ready to cut down on bathroom trips, get your 30-day supply of P3 Advanced. Call 1-800-458-1578. 1-800-458-1578. 1-800-458-1578.
Saturday Morning Update at 7:24. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Gordon Chang. He is a columnist at the Daily Beast, and you're familiar with his first book, The Coming Collapse of China. Gordon, it is great to have you with us this morning.
Thanks so much, Rick.
I want to get your perspective on the arrest of a top Chinese technology executive. Reports that she could be facing 30 years in prison. And first off, if you can kind of encapsulate why she was arrested in Canada and the idea is to bring her to the United States.
Yes, she was arrested by Canadian authorities upon request of the U.S., and we will file an extradition request. She is a deputy chairman of Huawei Technologies, which is nominally a private company in China, but clearly is a part of the Communist Party's plans to dominate technology in the 21st century. She's accused of 5 years of fraud in evading U.S. sanctions on Iran. That's between 2009 and 2014. She is pretty close to what you'd call royalty in China. She's the daughter of the founder of Huawei. She's expected to become chief executive of Huawei, and currently she is CFO. And her arrest, of course, is shaking U.S.-China relations because Huawei is a company that has attracted a lot of attention in the U.S. because it's taken U.S. technology in surreptitious ways in order to build its business. It is now the world's largest telecom equipment manufacturer in its segment.
Would you say this is more of sending a message, or do you think there will be a very serious attempt to prosecute and put her in jail in the U.S.?
I think the answer is both. The United States certainly wants her. The Chinese in the telecom area have pushed the U.S. too far. First of all, there was a systematic campaign to steal U.S. technology. And also, we got to remember that this is probably related to another Chinese telecom equipment manufacturer, ZTE. Now, ZTE looks like it's just violated for the second time its settlement agreements with the United States. And this has been before Huawei, ZTE was the big controversial company at the center of U.S.-China relations. And I think that essentially what the Chinese were doing was telling the U.S. they didn't really care. You could come to a settlement agreement with the U.S., with Beijing, but they were going to violate it anyway. So what's going on right now, I think, is the U.S. saying, look, we've had enough, and therefore we are going to send this message by jailing Ms. Meng for a very long time.
I want to turn to the trade war, the tariff dispute, back and forth, and President Trump having dinner with President Xi Jinping last Sunday, and that apparently was just about the time that the arrest was being made. But they have a 90-day detente. They're trying to work this out. But on your Twitter account, you say, quote, there may be a trade agreement with China, but any pact will surely fall apart quickly. Jinping, in his role as an aspiring tyrant, is in no mood to deal with the U.S. in good faith. The sooner Trump and the American public realize this, the better. That's pretty strong, Gordon.
Well, first of all, Xi Jinping is an aspiring tyrant. He's moving China away from authoritarianism back to totalitarianism. He's trying to have absolute control over the Communist Party and for the Communist Party to have absolute control over Chinese society. He's been dropping hints that China is the world's only sovereign state. In other words, the United States is basically a colony. And at the same time, he's been closing up the Chinese economy for foreigners, making it more state-dominated. China's trade behavior has markedly deteriorated under his 6 years in power, where you're seeing more and more trade violations. He's come to a number of agreements with the U.S., most notably the 2015 agreement. He stood in the Rose Garden in your city next to our president, President Obama, and promised that China would not hack American companies for commercial purposes. China has never stopped hacking our companies for commercial or other purposes. This is a man who we cannot deal with in good faith. And we have to realize that we are in a struggle with him, which is starting to look existential.
And we've got 30 seconds left. Where do you see this tariff dispute going next?
Well, we could have an agreement with 90 days or maybe after 90 days, but it's not going to hold because the Chinese cannot make the changes that we require. They can't stop stealing our stuff, and they can't stop their World Trade Organization violations. This is not a good story for us, and we've got to understand where this is going.
Gordon, thank you so much for the perspectives. And you can follow Gordon on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang as this unfolds in the weeks ahead. Gordon, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rick.
7:29 Saturday morning update. Coming up next, we've got the 7:30 news with Heather Curtis. And then we are back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson. Stay with us.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. A jury convicts a man who drove into a crowd of counter-protesters during a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville last year of murder. James Fields Jr. ran into the crowd, killing Heather Heyer and injuring dozens of others. Bill Burke was hurt in the attack and says the most chilling piece of evidence for him was a jailhouse phone call between Fields and his mom.
Called us all terrorists and said we were the enemy, and it was no big deal that, you know, Heather had died. Because he's the enemy, and, you know, that just tells me everything I need to know about what kind of person he is.
Fields could be sentenced to life in prison. White nationalist Richard Spencer calls the first-degree murder conviction a miscarriage of justice. He said he'd cooperate with prosecutors as part of a plea deal, but the president's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, lied to investigators, according to special counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller says Manafort violated his plea deal by lying about contacts with the White House and an associate with ties to Russian intelligence.
Sarah Sanders says essentially that this filing has, quote, absolutely nothing to do with the president. She said that it's even less about collusion and devoted almost entirely to lobbying-related issues. She says, once again, the media is trying to create a story where there isn't one.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. A stampede in an Italian nightclub leaves six people dead and dozens injured. Italian officials say people attending a concert at a nightclub ran terrified after someone sprayed a noxious substance. In sports, the Wizards take on the Cavaliers. The Capitals take on the Blue Jackets. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
From snow and ice to sub-zero wind chills.
We do expect the precipitation to mix with and change to sweet and freezing rain.
Get this season's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Bitterly cold air coming in a little bit later on.
From the Weather Channel, I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic.
And WMAL.
Chris Plant here with A-Action Home Services straightforward and upfront pricing. You'll know the exact cost before the work begins on plumbing, electrical, and heating repair. This month only, mention WMAL and get $100 off any repair or installation. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
I'm telling you, kids have it too easy. At that age, I didn't get a trophy for just showing up. I had to work hard, busting my backside.
Uh-huh.
I mean, heck, they expect everything served to them on a platter.
Honey, right now, Commonwealth One gives members 0% interest for 12 months on their new Visa Signature Rewards card.
Just like that?
Yep, you can use it for all your holiday purchases, and you'll pay no interest on your balance for one full year.
And I don't have to do anything else?
Nope.
Siri, call Commonwealth One.
Simply apply for a Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards Card and get 0% APR for the first 12 months with no annual or balance transfer fees and earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Just text EASY at 69922. Text EASY at 69922. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Just text EASY at 69922 for full details. Message and data rates may apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Opportunity Lender.
7:33 on WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We still have the accident activity westbound 66 east of Nutley Street, but mainly confined to the right shoulder and a portion of the right lane. It's not causing any delays right now. There is some slow traffic, though, in Falls Church eastbound on 66 between Route 7 and Ed Westmoreland Street, and also westbound headed from the Beltway to Nutley Street due to that accident activity. Otherwise, no problems to report around the Capitol Beltway, but there is a work zone now on the outer loop at Branch Avenue affecting the right lane, so do be aware of that work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy, a high near 40. Tonight, cloudy overnight, a low of 29. Right now, 28 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Are you using insurance to protect your family? Remember, your insurance needs will change with every change in your finances, especially if you add new assets or take on new debt. This is Simon Hamilton, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. A good financial advisor can help you with your entire financial plan, including insurance. Give us a call today and learn how we can work with you.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Thompson Creek Windows can lower your heating bill, improve your comfort, and save you 40%. Mary Walter here, and I've taken a tour of their local factory. And Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. When you buy replacement windows from the typical supply chain, the manufacturer sells it to the distributor, who sells it to the dealer, who then sells it to you. Who do you think is responsible if you have a warranty claim? Thompson Creek Window Company is different. They're the manufacturer, so you won't pay the middleman markup, and they are totally accountable to their customers. You get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Call now to save 40% for a limited time. Buy one window and get 40% off the next window, plus 0% interest until July of 2020. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Saturday Morning Update continues. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Tony, it is great to have you with us this morning.
Hey, Rick. Always great to be on. Thank you.
All right. Want to get your perspective on the announcements yesterday, the filings by the Special Counsel's Office and also the Southern District of New York, the prosecutors there, on Michael Cohen. Among the headlines this morning, the Michael Cohen sentencing memos are damning for Trump. 5 bombshells from the Michael Cohen memo. Where do you see bombshells here, Tony?
Well, I actually don't. I mean, I read it, and it's kind of like, okay. I'm still trying to figure out where there's any direct evidence of conspiracy or collusion regarding the purpose of the investigation, which is supposed to be Trump colluding with Russia to influence the election. I don't see that. Do I see wrongdoing here? Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt that Cohen was, how do I say this politely, just not a good man. And I think he was a fixer. And, you know, these fixers, there's a George Clooney movie out about this a few years ago. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. But these fixers essentially go out there and they get paid a lot of money to do certain things. And you know, as much as I think there may be things here that he's going to be held accountable for, I don't see it relating directly to anything regarding the Mueller investigation. It reminds me of something during the Cold War we called free rockets over ground, frogs. These missiles were fired. This is a Soviet weapon, and it would fire, and it would just kind of meander around the battle space and just hit something. That's what I see the Mueller investigation now doing. They're searching for any crime that they can find and try to fit it into the context for which they were told to go investigate, and it's just not working.
Okay, so as of March 31st, the Justice Department reported it had spent $16.7 million on the Mueller investigation. That was back in March. So we're, you know, well into over $17 million on this investigation. And what do we have to show for it? We have payments that Donald Trump made to women who he allegedly had affairs with but denies 10 years ago. We have Cohen's taxi commission problems and the medallions, and we have Manafort with his lobbying efforts and what he did with money to possibly evade taxes. But where's the collusion in here?
That's it. I mean, we see now all these issues which, you know, they're essentially political issues. Everything you just went through has something to do with something. But it not has nothing to do with Russia or collusion. So they've taken this national security issue, and remember, this is a national security issue, Rick. This isn't a criminal issue, but they're trying now that to get into every single aspect of anything that happened in the past of Donald Trump. They're literally trying to search for something. This is paid opposition research. Basically, what you see here is what Hillary Clinton wanted to do on steroids. This is political. It's not national security, and it needs to stop.
They're making a huge deal over President Trump's attempts, and he wasn't president at the time, to build in Moscow.
Right.
Now, I looked up the top 15 hotels in Moscow. There is the Ritz-Carlton Moscow. There is the Four Seasons Hotel in Moscow. There is a Radisson Royal Hotel in Moscow. There's a Park Hyatt in Moscow. Last time I checked, those were all American companies. They're all doing business and building hotels in Moscow. So where is the federal crime here if you want to build a hotel in Moscow?
Well, that's the thing. This is where you have to go to issues which do not relate to any actual legitimate business activity. That's why you see such a deep dive. I mean, look, if you investigate someone long and hard enough, you're going to find something you can try to put a hook in and prosecute it. And that's what they're doing here. And to your point, look, the Trump Organization is a huge organization. Last time I checked, Rick, it's still moving pretty good. I mean, you've got Trump International, you've got all these interests. The president was a successful businessman. He was doing business in all the places. And let me say something that's going to drive the left nuts. To make money, that's what he was doing. And anywhere that you could do that, one of those places is Moscow. As you point out, there's a lot of other American businesses there doing business. This is not against the law. This is not dramatic. The only drama here is, again, you see a prosecutor who's out of control trying to use essentially a foreign counterintelligence investigation to create political crimes that he can use to undermine the president.
I want to turn to James Comey.
Yeah.
Closed-door testimony on the Hill yesterday.
Yeah.
And apparently he didn't answer the questions that people wanted answers to, even in a closed-door hearing. What's your read on his overall approach and the result?
Yeah, I spoke to one of the members of the group, one of the congressmen who were going to be in the questioning, and they suspected that he was going to do exactly what he did. He essentially had they had concerns that they had very specific and compelling questions to ask him regarding his activities during the time of his reign as FBI director. And it was very clear that certain things were either embarrassing or damning. And true to form, during the questioning, apparently he was, you know, he had FBI lawyers in the room, too. And essentially the FBI lawyers tried their very best to make sure that those questions were not answered. And I think Daryl Issa even came out during the event and made a comment to the press about this. So ask yourself. Why would a man who speaks highly of integrity, of honesty, of all these virtuous elements which he says he is above reproach, why would he do this? And I think it's in the interest of every American, left and right, to have James Comey come completely clean on what was going on. And not only on the FBI issue relating to the server, the FISA issue, the FISA warrant issue is still something that he, under his watch, allowed happen. And that was massive abuse. And as I've talked about on your show before, Rick, the only place you can get waivers to basically bypass the requirements of the FISA court system and not briefing, U.S. citizens are not targets, you got to go to the National Security Council. So I still argue most of what he's trying to hide goes to the White House during his time there under Obama.
It just fascinates me that the questions they really want the answers to, even behind closed doors, he will not provide them, and they lean on supposedly
right.
lawyers in the room saying, oh, you shouldn't answer that question. Hey, I want to turn to something, because a lot of this is focused on everybody feeling there's collusion between Trump and Russia. You wrote an opinion piece that is at Cincinnati.com, the Cincinnati Inquirer, and its headline, Putin has met his match in Trump.
Right.
Explain your opinion piece quickly.
Look, one of the lessons in life I've seen is believe someone and who they are based on their actions, not what they say. And in this case, a man's actions, in this case, President Trump's actions regarding Putin and Russia, has spoken volumes about what he's doing. There's no, it was ever collusion. And right now he is a pain in the arse of Putin. He's pushing back on all the issues across the board. We're stepping out of treaties. We just left the INF treaty, which is one of the treaties that was done in the 80s. There's other treaties that they're contemplating stepping out of because of Russian violations. Rick, this president is actually pushing back in substantive ways, reinvigorating NATO, doing all these things which his predecessors refused to do. And he's doing it in such a way that's factual, it will sustain scrutiny by the international community, and, dare I say, it's anti-Russia. So why on earth would you have a president pushing back, as hard as he is, trying to defend our equities against the Russians, if there was an issue there? So his actions are exactly what you would think would be taken by a Reagan-type president to push back on Putin's expansion. So that's what the piece outlined, essentially.
All right, so there will be news made today, apparently, at least according to the president. He will announce the name of the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Tell us what to expect.
Well, the rumor is the current Army Chief of Staff, Mark Milley, is the name being kicked around. And full disclosure, no, I admire General Milley. He's been a very effective Chief of Staff of the Army. Of all the people I know who were being looked at for that job, I think he would be optimal for a number. Full disclosure, I'm an Army guy too, so it's always good to have a smart Army guy in charge. But if this is the announcement and that's the guy, I could not think of a better choice.
Well, then I guess I would say go Army as we close this
out. Go Army.
I wouldn't say
that's
go
right.
Navy with you on the phone now, would I? Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and you can see his article on Putin and Trump at Cincinnati.com. And, of course, Tony is at the London Center for Policy Research, VP for Strategic Initiatives and Operations. Tony, as always, thank you so much.
Hey, Rick, great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. 7:47 now on the Saturday Morning Update. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray is in the traffic center.
We've got some slow traffic right now on the George Washington Parkway southbound between the CIA and 123. And keep in mind that there is a traffic pattern this weekend to be aware of. The Memorial Bridge is closed in both directions between the George Washington Parkway and the Lincoln Memorial for weekend road work, and that will reopen on Monday, so you'll need to seek alternate routes. We still have the accident westbound 66 east of Nutley Street in the right lane, not really causing a delay now. Some delays eastbound 66 between Route 7 and West Moreland Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today, a high of 39. For tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 37. We'll be down around 27 both tonight and tomorrow night. For Monday, sunshine high to 40. Sunny on Tuesday, high 41. And sunshine Wednesday up to 43. Right now in Washington, we're at 25 degrees, headed to 39. And it's 7:48 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday Morning Update continues on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Cheryl Atkison joins us. She hosts Full Measure. It is tomorrow morning on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. Cheryl, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we saw James Comey on Capitol Hill, and he did his little gathering with the reporters afterwards and dodged further questions after dodging many of the questions that he was asked in the closed-door hearing on Friday. As I watched that, and I've watched what you've been going through in your case in terms of the surveillance that you experienced as a journalist, I just thought there might be some parallels, and I wondered how all of this strikes you as you watch the news, you watch Mueller, you watch Comey, you watch Cohen, you watch Manafort.
Well, I think we're getting lost intentionally so in a sea of static, which was generated in part to distract from the surveillance abuses, the government surveilling my computers back starting at least in 2012, 2013 timeframe, and other politicians and other journalists. This is huge stuff that could lead to criminal charges if anybody cared to investigate, but unfortunately, the people who would investigate are the ones accused. Well, let's look back at who was in charge during this time. It was Robert Mueller, head of the FBI, followed by James Comey, head of the FBI, during this critical time period where some alleged surveillance abuses by some bad actors occurred inside our intelligence community, including the FBI. So I go back to my case and say, once again, it's not important because I'm suing because of me so much as this is something that I think we now look back that happened to a broad swath of citizens. We find out more and more as the years go by, politicians, journalists, All kinds of people were surveilled, I believe, improperly. And that's, I think, in the big picture, the thing they don't want discovered.
And as one of the pundits pointed out yesterday, both of the presidential campaigns in 2016 have been investigated by the FBI, and we saw the surveillance on the Trump campaign.
As we know, surveillance of American citizens is supposed to rarely, if ever, happen. I mean, only if they think you're a suspected terrorist or foreign agent in an illegal way. And we now know it's become so commonplace that it was happening on a daily basis to many people accused of no crimes. And then their names unmasked or revealed, which also wasn't supposed to happen except exceptionally rarely. I mean, the surveillance practices by our government since 9/11 and perhaps before, but definitely since then, would be considered outrageous if revealed, someone said maybe 10, 15 years ago, if anybody knew they were doing it. And now we kind of accept that this is happening in a way, and we're focused and distracted on entirely different things.
I want to turn to a story you have tomorrow, because I think this is important to anybody that's listening. And that is, the media gives coverage and credibility to hundreds of studies every year. They're released day in and day out, and many of them have to do with our health. And viewers and listeners probably don't consider the source or the methodology used in the studies. You're just watching or listening, and you take away a conclusion that, hey, it's okay to do this, or it's okay to drink red wine. You just hear the results. But you have a story tomorrow that is very troubling, and it's really on multiple fronts that it's troubling.
Well, don't feel bad if you didn't know this stuff, because even your doctors probably don't know. And this piggybacks off coverage I've been doing on what I call fake science, with the former head of the New England Journal of Medicine told me, as did the current head of Lancet report, that most published studies today are not to be believed because they're fraught with conflicts of interest, they're fake, they're ghostwritten, there's corporations behind them, all kinds of bad things. Your doctors don't even know this when they look at these reputed publications. Our story looks at a government attempt to study if alcohol could be good for you. And obviously, ethics prevents the government, when they're doing a study like that, from going to the industry to fund it, but that's exactly what they did. Internal documents show they went to five giant beverage manufacturers, and in essence, these researchers from Harvard, Yale, and NIH promised in advance positive results that could allow them to even recommend alcohol as part of a heart-healthy diet. I mean, this is stunning. So you start to see that what they investigate and how they investigate it isn't necessarily the stuff in this country that we need to investigate with the rare public money that we have. It's going to be stuff that someone has schemed to do for some reason we don't even understand.
And what is the status of that study?
Well, the study, this story was broken initially by the New York Times, so there's been an investigation going on for a while. And while I was looking into it, the NIH concluded the investigation into themselves, halted the study, but to my knowledge never held anybody accountable for what they found themselves was an unethical and problematic practice in trying to get the beverage industry to pay for this. And by the way, they kicked in a bunch of our tax money, too, that's lost forever as this study has been stopped.
Well, that's government studies. And then we have corporate studies. There's been a lot of attention paid to Monsanto and Roundup. And what are you finding there?
Well, there's a huge verdict against Monsanto for the jury saying Roundup causing cancer. But what we looked at was the fact that documents were revealed in this court case that seemed to show Monsanto doing allegedly unethical, slanted science and things like ghostwriting of studies. And if you don't know what that is, that's where corporations may, for example, write a study that, you know, skews the facts a certain way, then hires an independent-sounding researcher and pays them to sign it so that when people read this study in a publication, they don't really know that the corporation in question was behind it. And this is become a pretty common practice, which is why these journal editors have complained about the status of studies today. So it's just another example.
It's Full Measure. It's tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on ABC7. Cheryl Atkinson, as always, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And, you know, this time of the year, you're thinking about a stocking stuffer. Cheryl's book, The Smear, is an excellent gift idea. Just a thought. 7:54, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Life is a do-it-yourself project. All the things you're proud of in life, you've done yourself. Your education, your career, your family, even a project around the house. These bring a smile across your face and make you feel warm inside. Unfortunately, for most people, this is not the feeling they get when they think of their finances or their income. My name is Chris Kumi, host of the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com or call 877-304-8723.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With the holiday season right around the corner, you should be expecting a special visitor. And while this visitor loves milk and cookies, what he really wants you to give him is a safe landing. Is your roof up to the challenge? You don't want to be known as the roof that ruined the holiday. New Look Home Design has been providing safe landings for over 15 years. We use a winter application process to ensure roofing shingles are sealed and secured. And with our half later, half never sale, you'll save thousands. We're cutting 50% off the price of all roofing materials, and the half you do pay, you can pay us later with no payments, no interest for 12 months. So save the holiday and save money while you do it. So the only thing you'll be hearing on December 24th is ho, 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 not no, no, no. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Safe landings, December savings, and half later, half never.
Join Silver Eagle Group, Northern Virginia's premier indoor shooting sports establishment, in celebrating the grand opening of their new location in Ashburn on Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 9 a.m. Enjoy food, live music, and prizes, as well as exclusive savings on retail training and range memberships. Don't miss this grand opening event on Saturday, December 15th. For more information, visit SilverEagleGroup.com. That's SilverEagleGroup.com.
Potomac Petals and Plants is your one-stop holiday shop for all your Christmas decorating needs, including fresh-cut flowers, Christmas trees, string lights, ornaments, garlands, poinsettias, and more. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Would you like to know how to save $528 a month? That's how much the average client saved with a smart refinance from Network Capital, the name you can trust for some of the most competitive mortgage rates on the market. Tune in this Saturday at 1 or Sunday at 10 a.m. to find out more. Get holiday cash, a last chance tax deduction, and pay no payments until next year. With Network Capital, you'll pay no lender fees and can close in as little as 12 business days. Learn more this Saturday at 1 or Sunday at 10 on the Mortgage Radio Show from Network Capital.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart, the host of the Pointing You Home show on Sundays at 8 o'clock and Senior Solutions at 8:30. This Sunday on Senior Solutions, I'll have Dr. Marvin Olasky, who's the author of a great book called The Tragedy of American Compassion. It's the history of the formation of entitlements in our country. We'll also discuss Widow Care, my nonprofit to support widows and widowers in our local region. Come and join me for Senior Solutions at 8:30 Sunday morning right here on WMAL. I'll see you then.
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center December 8th and 9th. Guns, knives, ammo, and more. That's the SGK Gun Show at the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center December 8th and 9th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you for being with us. Heather Curtis has the news next. Then it's Garden Sense on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.